so good to see you all here this morning. If you're happy to be a child of God, say amen. 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 I wouldn't want to be nothing but just that. Nothing but just that. Amen. Amen. Going to encourage you this morning to turn with me to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. We can get them up on, get the words up on the screen. Luke chapter 13. Amen. I'm so excited today to share with you. You guys gave me 2 weeks off from preaching. Amen. I certainly appreciate that. But I've been called to preach, people of God. So guess what happens to a person that's been called to preach and you stop preaching for a couple of weeks? They get excited. So I'm so excited to share with you today. Look with me in Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse 6. Would you please stand for the reading of the Word of God? There's something about hearing the Word of God. The Bible is coming by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The Bible says, read along with me. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. That's not. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any." He tells him, he said, "Cut it down. Why should it use up the store?" First. "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year." Let the church say, "One more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word. You may bow down and take your seats in the house of the Lord. This morning I stopped by to share with you a message I've entitled Grace Period. Say that along with me. Grace Period. Amen. How many of you need a little bit of grace this morning? Amen. Amen. You know it's great to take out a loan. And they tell you that the payment is due on the first. But we're giving you 15 more days of grace. How many are excited about those 15 days? Because you know you couldn't make it on day number one. But the bankers give you 15 more days to get it in. What a great thing. Grace, we all know. Grace period can be understood as a specific time granted under a contract during which payment is permitted beyond the due date without being penalized. We know that once you cross over the grace period, that there's often some very stiff penalties on you. Sometimes those penalties are so great you cannot make it. But thank God today, people of God, for grace. We have grace periods with mortgages. We have grace periods with car payments and other types of legal or I'm not giving up on it, but my wife loves mango so much, I went out and got me some other mango plants. Amen. So I can score some brownie points in years to come. Amen. Generating mango. But the purpose of the fig tree was to produce fruit, and it had no other purpose for existence. John 15:8, he says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples." Then the scripture further tells us that you have not chosen me, the Lord says, but he says, "I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should not remain, that whatever you shall ask for in the Father in his name, he will give it to you." You have a purpose, people of God. You have a purpose. God has put you here in fertile soil to be productive, to be productive. And every now and then, the Spirit of God passes by you and are looking for fruit. Looking for about 1 year. I'm not talking about 2 years, but 3 years. You gave it food to eat. You gave it oxygen. You gave it minerals. You gave it everything that it needed for 3 years. Shouldn't it, at some point in time, you're the owner now. In time, shouldn't you be expecting to receive something from it? question to each one of you. Where are you at with your grace? Have the author, have the creator have already been there? And what do you see? Where are you at? Because what happened when there was a plea for grace and grace was made available and still you chose not to get it right with God? One thing about God, people of God, is that God is interested in my productivity and your productivity. One thing that God is interested in more than ever before is for us to be fruitful on this earth. Fruitful on this earth. And if you're not doing and getting busy doing things for God, as God comes by and want to take a bite off you, then something is wrong. Your grace can, people of God, run out. Run out. The Bible says that hell has enlarged itself. Why did hell have to be enlarged? Because there were people that have taken the grace of God for granted. And their grace ran out. But you're here today because you are a recipient of grace. And I can't tell you where you are at today with your grace, but I do know that grace, that there is an end. That grace comes to an end. That August 15th is coming. It's coming to an end. That your grace, allow us to be recipients of grace of God. So if grace has already been made available to you, what are you going to do with God's grace? What are you going to do when he comes to visit you in the middle of the night? What are you going to do when he comes and visit you on your job? What are you going to do? Are you going to stand in his presence and be declared an unproductive servant of God? Or are you going to stand in his presence and he's able to take a fruit off of your tree and allow you to glory in his presence? Grace, period. What are you going to do? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name today. We honor you, Lord God. We marvel, Lord God, at all that you are, all that you desire to do in our life. And Lord God, we pray this morning, Lord God, that if there be one here under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that have never, ever accepted you as Savior and Lord, Lord God, we pray for their salvation this hour. We pray, Lord God, that this single moment in time be that defining moment of their life. Every head bowed, every eye shut, as our prayer is come forth, every head bowed, every eye shut. Maybe you're here today, and you've never accepted Jesus. thy Savior, Lord. I will do anything you desire to do, that I would do to convince you that this is your moment.
Don't miss it. Would you come? One final question. If you had an opportunity to make the greatest decision in your life that would transform, that would put everything in place, my question to you, would you do it? I'm sure many of you would say yes, yes, yes. But I want to tell you this morning that salvation is the greatest decision that you can ever make in your entire life. I'm talking to you from someone that's been in it for 35 years. It's the greatest decision you ever made. And if that's the case, and you're interested in it, would you come right now? Would you come right now? Would you come right now? Whoever you might be, would you come right now? 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 We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. It's almost over. Each one of you to stretch forth your hands right now. Just stretch forth your hands toward me as I stretch my hand toward you. And I want you to repeat this closing prayer after me. You see, grace period is a serious thing. We talked about it from a financial standpoint. But it's even more.